Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690. It is time to talk some Match Day 2022. We have friends from the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, Sam and Janie. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank
Wonderful
you for having us.
To have you on. Yes, it's a beautiful day here, a beautiful fall day. So we've been talking about this a little bit already on the radio station. Some of the other groups have been kind of plugging Match Day because it is a big deal coming up. So let's just kick it off. I'm kind of coming at this from an outsider's perspective because, you know, I'm new to the area. So for other people who maybe haven't heard of Match Day before, what is it?
Well, Match Day is a day of giving in our community, and it's a wonderful day for nonprofits to participate and receive donations, which also leverages a match. So that's why we call it Match Day. And this year, it is Thursday, November 17th, and it's an opportunity for every donation to increase their giving by leveraging a match. And there are three ways to give. One is on site, which will be at 601 West 8th. It's the former Community State Bank branch bank at 8th and Beach. Mm-hmm. And so you can drive through or stop in the lobby and have a cup of coffee or wassail with us. And that's from 7:30 to 5:30 on November 17th. Or you can do online giving, which is www.givematchgrow.com. And Sam will talk about that in a few minutes. And that's 24 hours, midnight to midnight,
okay,
on the 17th.
Okay.
And then the third option that we started in 2020 was a mail-in option. So if you'd like to mail your contribution in, maybe busy on the 17th, if you would like to mail in your donation and have it postmarked by the 17th, then that would be great. And there are forms available online, donation forms, or if you give us a call at the office, we'll get one to you. And that's to P.O. Box 635 in Coffeyville. And we really are excited. We have $50,000 in total matching funds this year. And the Bernard and Effie Jo Wade Family Foundation, the Pratt Family Charitable Fund, the David and Lynn Bumgarner Family Trust, and the Kansas Health Foundation Public Health Fund with the Community Foundation are partnering with us this year to provide that match. And I think it's important to say that every donation leverages a part of that match. So, you know, every donation is important, and we're so pleased because this really impacts philanthropy in our community, and by doing that, it strengthens our community as a whole. These organizations work so hard every day to serve our community, and so this is something the Community Foundation and our partners can do to help them. And we really appreciate the radio station visiting with each of these nonprofit representatives and airing their missions and their needs, and it informs the donors. And we often get asked, well, who, you know, what's going on with each of these organizations? So that's something that Sam has been covering. So
yeah, so, excuse me. We have 25 organizations this year that are going to be part of Match Day. We did add 4 brand new ones this year, so you're going to see an increase on that. If you want to go to the website, again, that's givematchgrow.com. You can see all those organizations listed with some information, maybe some photographs of kind of what they do in their mission. Also, if you do Facebook and you go to Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, our Facebook page, we have been each day highlighting those organizations, some with like their mission statement, kind of what their group or, you know, is all about. Also, we've been highlighting maybe their needs and kind of maybe what they've used Match Day funds before, what they're needing to raise money for now. So you can follow along there as well and check that out. But you'll see we have a wide variety of things to give to. I feel like for me personally, it's rare for me to look at this and be like, okay, there's like so many places that I want to give money to, because there's a lot of great organizations on here doing really great things in our community. If you don't do, you know, if you don't want to do the website or Facebook, we have flyers at our office. if you want one, you know, in the mail, we'd be happy to mail you one. Just give us a call and we can do that as well. And our phone number is 620-251-4769.
All right, grow.
Yeah, yes. That's great. And two, you know, it's good that you have the option for people to stop in. And in addition, you know, if people are making out checks, we want it to be say the right thing and that sort of thing.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
You know, if they're mailing something in. So it is nice that there's several different ways that people can give.
Right. Yes. So one check is written for the donation,
okay.
and then it accompanies the form, and we make sure that each of those organizations receive those funds.
That makes it more simple.
Yeah.
That
we
way,
simplify
you know,
it
you're
for them.
Not worrying about it going to different places.
And we do all the back office work for them. So they, you know, they receive, as we've done the past couple of years, the donations that come in on that day go immediately to the organizations. And then the matching money is helps build a fund within the Community Foundation, designated their fund in the Community Foundation, but that helps sustain them for the future. So really, it's a great blend. It's a donation for now, the current needs, and also a donation for the future.
Sure, and as far as the actual matching percentage, say I give $100 to the Field Kenley Swimming Pool Fund or something like that, how is that matched? Does it depend on the organization or how many people have donated? What are the mechanics of it, I guess?
Okay, well, it is based on a percentage. So, if the swimming pool fund or one of the other funds receives 15% of the total that's brought in for that day, then they receive 15% of the match money. So we really, and then we also have prizes. We have prizes for the, I think it's $500 for the most money given to an organization. The organization receives an extra $500 if they bring the most money in, and then down first, second, and third prizes. And then there's also a gift for a donation for those for the organization that has the greatest percentage increase from the previous year. So we, you know, we really try to make the most of what we can do that day.
Of course. And we really want to thank, too, you know, all these charitable funds that have made this possible, because, I mean, this would not be a thing at all without that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and they work so hard. And, you know, we want to thank Community State Bank, too, for allowing us to use the drive-through branch bank facility. And that's been so popular. We started that during COVID, and it's really been something the donors seem to like. It makes it easy for them. And I might just mention that this will be our 10th year for Match Day.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that.
Okay.
Yeah, wonderful.
And for the first 9 years, the cumulative community impact has been over $976,000 back in our community to these nonprofits. So it's really valuable, and it's wonderful on all sides.
And how did this actually start? Like, what was the nexus that brought about Match Day in the beginning?
Oh boy, that's a good question. I think we're involved, member of the State Association for Community Foundations, and then at the time the National Council on Foundations, who've helped us a lot in the structure in the beginning of our community foundation in 2001. And I think we just heard the news that it was going on in other communities, and across, and now it's very similar to the National Giving Day, which is right after Thanksgiving. And so it's kind of taken off nationally, and we've usually have ours right before Thanksgiving. And so we've just, we're excited that it has made such a wonderful impact.
Sure. And I would make the assumption that these donations are tax deductible. Is
yes.
that correct?
Okay. All donations are tax deductible.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Well, this is not the last time we are going to be hearing about Match
right.
Day on KGGF.
It's just beginning.
It's just beginning. So don't worry, we'll keep you up to date. But if people want to know more, if they need more information or have some questions, what's the best avenue for that?
I would say probably you can always give us a call at the office. Again, that's 620-251-4769. You can also email us, and we can answer any questions if that's your, you know, form of which the email. Do you want to give your
Janie, Janie at CoffeevilleFoundation.org, or Sam?
Yes, yeah, or one? Sam, yes. And then, or, you know, if you just want to walk into the office, too. I mean, we're kind of hit and miss in the office,
sure,
you know,
you're busy.
Just being a one and a half of us in the office. but we'd be happy, you know, any questions, we'd be happy to to answer.
And we're at 117 West 9th.
Great.
Two doors down from the ice cream shop.
Oh, yes. Have you been over there yet?
Oh, yeah. We have.
Oh, we were talking about that yesterday. Like, man, we're eating all these flavors and stuff.
Yeah.
So we just moved
our office downtown this summer, and we love being downtown.
It's super convenient.
It is. And it's a good place to be. So we're excited.
It is. Seeing downtown getting some revitalization
there.
So we'll put this poster up, of course. People can come and look at it at the radio station. But anything else you want to add on match day today as we approach it on the 17th?
Just keep it in mind, and as donors, please review the list and see who you'd like to support.
Excellent.
Appreciate it.
Well, Sam and Janie, it's just been a pleasure meeting you. I look forward to seeing you around town, and this is just a wonderful day, and I encourage people to start thinking about who you might be given to, which organizations, plural, you'd like to support.
Yes.
All right, we'll continue with more here on the Mighty 690 Open Line. We'll be coming up in just a little bit.